The cancellation of Adelaide Writers' Week has dominated recent news headlines. The event, largely known as the Heart of the Adelaide Festival, attracted over 150,000 attendees last year. Its closure came from a major boycott when Palestinian-Australian writer Dr. Randa Abdul-Fattah was cancelled from the event, a move many have suggested as interference in the arts, and one that has resulted in a legal battle between the writer and South Australia's premier. But in the wake of the situation, another literary event has entered the spotlight, with Constellations, not Writers' Week, offering an alternative. And Dr. Abdul-Fattah and former director Louise Adler are set to appear together. Writer and Constellations team member Jennifer Mills spoke with Nikki Page to share more.
Constellations has come together in response to the cancellation of Adelaide Writers' Week 2026. I'm one of the authors that was invited to the festival and withdrew my participation after the festival board at the time cancelled the participation of Randa Abdul-Fattah, a Palestinian-Australian author and novelist. And a lot of us withdrew our participation in the festival in protest. Louise Adler also resigned as director. The Adelaide Festival board resigned. The festival was cancelled altogether. A new board was appointed, and this new board has very quickly apologised to Randa Abdul-Fattah. But Writers' Week remained cancelled, and so a group of us got together and we're like, well, we can't leave this great void of silence in the middle of the Adelaide Festival this year where Writers' Week should be. We need to do something. We need to support each other and all of the writers that are missing out on the opportunity that Writers' Week presents to connect with readers and each other. And so we thought, we'll see if we can put on a few events. And so that first meeting was 3 weeks ago. And today we announced our first major programming, and it's actually huge.
Who was involved in pulling together the Constellations?
Yeah, so we're a loose collective of authors, booksellers, some local publishers, Writers' Essay, lots of people with a lot of experience, but not a lot of resources. And importantly, there's a big First Nations contingent who have really been leading this community response.
And luckily, some of the resources are being provided by people like local councils, the city council, and bookshops providing venues. So it's beginning to look like a pretty exciting alternative festival known as not the Adelaide Writers' Week. Let's start by talking about really the big one, which is Dr. Randa Abdul-Fattah will be appearing with the former Writers' Week director, Louise Adler, at the Adelaide Town Hall. That's got to be the headline, doesn't it?
Obviously, Randa's cancellation have generated a lot of media attention and public discussion. I'm just really pleased that Randa and Louise have agreed to be involved after everything that they've been through. I am really excited to hear from both of them about their perspective on what's happened and also about Randa's book, the novel Discipline, and the subject that covers, which is also very close to these events.
And just let's mention the thing about cost, because of course, one of the wonderful things about Adelaide Writers' Week is that maybe the only free writers' festival in the world, it has increasingly been adding in some well-priced events. You're trying to pay Australian Society of Authors rates to your participating writers. How's that side of things being managed?
We have had a lot of in-kind support from venues, including Adelaide City Council offering us the use of the town hall. That isn't without its own expenses. Mounting events at that scale requires additional resources. So we have managed to attract some keen sponsors, which is really amazing. But we're also calling for donations from the public. Some events will be ticketed as a result, but we're trying to keep the costs very low so that everything's accessible to the broadest range of people. Most of the Constellations events will be free or by donation. That money will go mostly to paying the writers. It's very important to us that writers are paid fairly.
How can people follow it? Is there a website for Constellations?
We have a couple of pages on the Writers' Essay website. Keep an eye out on social media, and there is a central page for all of the events as they are listed. So we'll be sharing that.
Let's wrap up by talking about another very exciting event, also on March the 2nd, Rivers of Reason, Black and Arab Writers in Conversation. Tell us about that one.
Yeah, so I'm really looking forward to listening to some of those conversations. That's been organised by First Nations authors here. The guests are huge, as well as Dr. Randa Abdel Fattah. We've got Melissa Lukashenko, Dr. Chelsea Watego, Ali Kobi Eckermann, and Daniel Noor. And we've got massive panels talking about the connections between First Nations writers here and Palestinian and Arab authors. And while I can't speak to the details, as I'm not one of the organisers of that event, I'm really looking forward to listening. I think these are some really important conversations that we should be paying attention to.
Writer and Constellations team member Jennifer Mills speaking with The Wire's Nikki Page.